We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so we talked a lot about the Lions' loss to Minnesota on Sunday, and you know, obviously they still have a long way to go. 10 games remaining. We'll see what happens.
They will play, but it's not schematic on the defense. They said.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh yeah, Patricia went through the whole thing, and
they just suck.
Pretty much. Even what's interesting is like guys like Snacks.
I was kind of hoping it was schematic. I
well,
guess.
Well, no, like Snacks, they admitted. Even Patricia said, and then Snacks admitted the fact that these guys missed a lot of training camp has really affected them. Whether not necessarily endurance, but even Harrison said, yeah. You know, I mean, it's a lame excuse, but I mean, I'm surprised that they admitted it. At least a player admitted it.
Training camp started in July.
I know, but he missed it all.
I know, but he didn't miss all of it, did he?
Well, he wasn't active for any of the preseason games.
And he's not allowed to work out if he's not.
He was like jogging or whatever. I don't know. Having less snacks. But I give him credit for saying that that has something to do with it.
Yeah. Great. Anyway. I got sucked in by the robust 2-0-1 start.
Right.
And I'm sure some fans did. Others probably did not. Others are like, look, it's the Lions. You're not going to suck me in until you're on your way to Miami for the Super Bowl.
Right. I didn't get sucked in. I just thought that I was happy that they looked like a real NFL team.
So 248-539-9797. When was the, I guess, either last time or worst time that you ever got sucked in by the Lions, where you really thought, okay, we're on to something here. We are, this thing's for real. We are heading in the right direction. This will end without heartbreak, where you really thought that the Lions had turned the page. Was it at a certain point in a certain game, a certain point in a certain season, a certain point, even dare I say, in a certain off season, which is always very dangerous. So when was the time you got the most sucked in by the Lions? 248-539-9797. Got a couple.
Yeah. Well, I have one that I definitely got sucked in. It was in 2007, the Lions were home playing the Denver Broncos, and they won the game 44-7.
I like to call that the Sean Rogers.
I was going
to
say, Sean Rogers returned a fumble or an interception along. He's huffing and puffing. And I think he was on national television maybe that Monday night afterwards. I mean, the Lions were 6-2. And, I mean, and what a great team they had. You know, Roy Williams, John Kitten, T.J. Duckett, and Kevin Jones. But 6-2, everybody.
T.J. Duckett was on that team?
Yeah, everybody.
Gun to my head.
Everybody was, you know, buying into Rod Marinelli, including myself. And then they promptly go to Arizona and lose. And then they have a home game against the Giants. They lose. They lose at home. The Green Bay on Thanksgiving. They lost the game to Dallas with 15 seconds left on a Jason Witten touchdown. I mean, that was it. And then the next year they were 0-16.
I will give you.
They proceeded to go 1-25.
Yeah.
I'll buy you breakfast right now.
Yeah.
If you can tell me what significant events happened the day before that game and the day after that game.
Okay. So I'm looking at the date. So it would be November 4th was the game. So November 3rd.
Well, it's a slightly loaded question,
okay.
But I know you'll remember both events vividly.
Was one of your children born?
No, I'm not. I mean,
oh.
I'm pretty self-serving, but I'm not that self-serving. No. Actually, no, I am pretty self-serving.
November 3rd, 2000.
The day before that game was the little brother game.
Oh, yeah.
And the day after that game, wholesale changes started at our old radio station.
Oh, that's right.
The Jamie and Brady Show had its last ever appearance the day after the Sean Rogers
game.
Yeah,
I remember that was the least fun I ever had at a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Oh, yeah. Was that that night?
Yes, that Monday night.
Monday night. Well,
me and Wojo did the show from the Palace.
For a Bruce Springsteen concert?
Yeah.
No wonder me and Brady got fired.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, so yeah, it was the Sean Rogers game was the cream filling in the Oreo sandwich of the Little Brother game on that Saturday. And then... anyway, I got sucked in by that year as well. I'll never forget because that was the year I started writing a little blog for the Free Press, and I remember I wrote the following line, and it's one of the dumbest things I think I've ever said, uttered, and I've said a lot of dumb things, but I said, of Rod Marinelli, there's no doubt they have the right coach.
I know. But it appeared that way. I mean, they weren't the greatest talented team.
No, they were doing the right things.
Yes.
They were fighting. There was no, he won one game following that. He beat the Chiefs, right? Didn't they beat the Chiefs?
Yes, 25-20.
They beat the Chiefs, and then that was the last win of his professional coaching career.
All right, I'll give you what you gave me a question. The game that they lost after that to Arizona, three different people in that game scored two touchdowns. If you can give all three, I'll give you $1,000.
Wait, what?
They lost to Arizona.
In Arizona?
In Arizona. Three different players scored two touchdowns in that game. You'll probably be able to get two. If you get all three, I swear to God, I'll give you $1,000.
Larry Fitzgerald?
There's one.
I can't tell you the other.
It's on both teams.
Oh, on both teams.
Mike Furry.
No.
I don't know who.
Roy Williams, and of course, there's always somebody who always beats the Lions that you never heard of, Leonard Pope.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I thought he was a sports writer.
That's Edwin Pope.
Okay, gotcha.
Mine is easily the 2011 offseason into 2012. I thought they were going to go, I thought they had Super Bowl potential.
2011, so they make the playoffs, they lose to the Saints.
Saints, clean up the defense, clean up the immaturity that comes with a young team. I liked the Schwartz's edge.
They gave Schwartz an extension.
Yeah, thought that they had everything in place and that with a young defensive line with a ton of talent that it was going to materialize. And I do think some of my hope was, came out in the 2014 season when they had the better defense. Like, I thought that's what was coming.
Yeah.
But then, they got the 4-4 in 2012. They started 1-4 and they lost every other game. And then 2013, again, they were starting to look the part, and then they went to Pittsburgh and did the fake field goal, and Schwartz's career just went.
Is 2011 the draft, the horrible empty draft? Is that the year?
That's what I got burned by, and I also had bought into Titus Young, which was...
Who knew about that?
Rod Marinelli's their best coach, and I bought into Titus Young.
Did anybody buy in? Because I didn't, but because I hated the pick at the time, but did anybody buy into the black shirts, the Harrington with Williams and Rodgers, this off. Cause I remember they played the Rams that year in the third preseason game at Ford Field. They wore the black jerseys.
They got killed. Right?
They got destroyed.
On national television. If
yes.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that was the year of the Super Bowl
and
ABC, I think, wanted to do a dry run of a game at Ford Field. So the third preseason game was at home against the Rams. They wore those stupid black jerseys and they got their asses kicked. But I remember that group was like, okay, well, now they've added Mike Williams. I mean, they're going to have to put a safety. This offense is virtually unstoppable. And it just was awful. I did not get sucked in by that group.
I didn't either.
No.
I was like, it raised my eyebrows, but there was like, I got to see it before I believe it. It's much like this year's team where I saw kind of what was coming, and I thought they would contend for the division.
Yeah.
But the Green Bay game, I bailed emotionally.
I can't believe
because I refused to blame the refs only in that game. And I'm wiping my hands clean. It'd be great if they do something this year, but I can't connect right now.
All right, when did you get sucked in by the Lions? Was it this year? Is there a different year? All right, let's go to Chris on a cell phone on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. So, my most disheartening moment as a Lions fan was the year we played the Saints in the playoffs when Calvin Johnson had 12 catches for 225 and two touchdowns, and we were up 45-28, and just watching the same double man press him at the line of scrimmage over and over again at the goal line, that was really disheartening for me to watch, given how good our D-line was that year with Sue, Van and Bosch, Fairley. I haven't seen the Lions pass rush that good my whole life. I've been a fan since 95. That was the best D-line I've ever seen, and that was the best formula I've ever seen us have, the closest we've ever got anyways. And I feel like we haven't really gone back to that at all. We've tried to rebuild the D-line, but we're not getting to the passer at all. And in that moment right there, I felt like that was it for the Lions in terms of their peak, in terms of where I've seen them my whole life, was there in that moment.
They were leading at halftime in that game. John Casey kicked a field goal as the half expired to cut the Lion lead to 14-10.
Really?
Yep.
God.
And the next thing you knew, Devery Henderson, Jimmy Graham, and it was 24-14. And then Stafford scored a one-yard rushing touchdown to cut it to three, and that was it. Darren Sproles, Robert Meacham touchdowns, and 45-28 was the final.
All right, I'm trying to look up. You and don't look this up, Stoney.
Okay.
Who was the defensive back who then got on Twitter afterwards and basically said, remember there was a guy for the Lions?
He was a free agent from the University of Pittsburgh. Aaron Berry or something like that?
Good call.
Is that it?
Was he the guy who ripped on Detroit afterwards? Like people, yeah he like went on, you Detroit fans.
Yeah.
Something about, I forget what he said, but he was, yeah.
He was on that. I thought I was a few years. No, you're right. Aaron Berry right here.
I thought he ripped on Detroit after the playoff game.
Yes,
fans
you're
were
right.
So despondent about how the Lions had played in that game. Martin in Wixom, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Mark. Hey, Martin. What's up, Martin?
What's up, boys? I got a question, too, after this comment.
Okay.
What I bought in was the 6-2 when they beat the Rams and Johnny Morton made that leaping catch on 4th-and-19, 4th-and-17. And we ended up winning and having the best record in the NFC out of everybody. And then we lost less in the next 7 out of 8 and went 7-9 and missed the playoffs. I remember that game vividly. But I got a question for you guys with the Lions. Why is it that we bring in a rookie coach for a veteran team? I think Patricia is over his head. I think we don't have the game-closing management awareness of closing out a game. And I think leading 5 games into the fourth quarter and not knowing how to close goes on the coach. Really does. I know Stafford's having a good year and he's statistically doing a really good job. But I think if we had a different coach, a different mindset on a coach that has experience of how to close the game or even more of a veteran coach, this team might be different. But I think Bob Quinn is so stuck on what he wants and what they need to do. Like you see what New England did to the Jets. Patricia leaves and it doesn't faze New England and we have nothing like on how to close the game defensively. We spent all this money, all this, and Patricia in my mind is over his head and I just don't think he's that coach's coach. You can't have 12 men on the field twice in the last 4 weeks. That's coaching. That's just my opinion. I wanted to get that out too, but
okay.
I think Patricia's out over his head with this team.
I don't think he's over his head. You can obviously criticize him as a head coach. I don't think he's over his head. Last year there were signs, maybe times, but I think they're prepared. Obviously,
yeah.
They start games good. Finishing, is it on the coach a little bit? But I don't think it has anything to do with them being over his head.
I agree. I think if you want to second guess Patricia, go ahead. I mean, second guesser's delight. And is he a good head coach? He hasn't proved it yet. So the jury's certainly still out. But I mean, again, look at Sean McVay, a first time head
Kyle
coach.
Kyle Shanahan,
a first time head coach for an undefeated team. So I don't think just because a guy gets his job for the first time that you're looking for innovation. You're looking for, you know, guys who know how to run a locker room. I don't know that you're necessary. It's not so much like baseball where, because that's the classic example people bring up is why would they hand the Tigers in that particular era over to Brad Ausmus?
Right.
You want a guy who knows veterans, who can handle veterans. In football, I think it's a little bit different. Some of the most successful coaches in the game today, Sean Payton, Mike Tomlin, those are their first jobs.
Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. He was their head coach before, right?
These are all their first jobs. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text is the 97136. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.